Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the ifs and stiffs in the political media. Today's topic, what really is it? This week, NBC took the step of dropping all pretense and calling the current situation in Iraq a civil war. That has led to numerous experts debating whether or not it was accurate, with most experts outside the administration and Pentagon agreeing that it was accurate indeed to call it a civil war. Colin Powell, for example, was quoted as saying that admitting that it was indeed a civil war would be useful for Bush to address the true character of the problem. The administration's insistence on not calling it a civil war was mocked on The Daily Show with suggestions that they might instead call it the Internal Sovereignty Challenge or the Faith-Based Melee. So far, the administration's and Pentagon's rationale for insisting that it is not a civil war revolves around saying that there is still a legitimate Iraqi government in control of the military and structure of government. However, by that definition, the United States never had a civil war either, since the federal government under Lincoln never dissolved and continued to control the Union Army. In fact, if there is any legitimacy to the analogy or the definition, then it is that the opposition appears to be ill-formed. To carry the American Civil War analogy, it is a matter that there does not appear to be any Jefferson Davis or Robert E. Lee, rather than that there is no Lincoln. The administration is reluctant to frame it in that matter, though, as it puts the definition of whether or not it is a civil war something the insurgency can control. As it is, what used to be called the Iraqi Shura Council of Groups has taken to calling itself the Islamic Iraqi government, even though that appears to be nothing more than a change in title. But that still leaves the question as to why the administration is so adamant about not calling it a civil war. The Bush administration has sometimes been obsessive over semantics for symbolic purposes, but this goes further than that. The Pentagon leaders have on several occasions promised to Congress that American troops will not be left in the middle of a civil war. Thus, for them, the description of this as a civil war or not has immediate implications for troop deployments. It's a lot easier to quibble about the definition of a civil war than back off their promise to Congress about not getting us involved in the middle of one. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.